Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The left constantly pushed too far, folks. And now, in the case of Wu Flu, a.k.a. COVID-19, it's run its course. Let's not start congratulating ourselves just yet, however, because these vax Nazis will run to their bunkers, and they will try to ride it out. But the bombs are dropping on them. Bunker busters... And all over this country, all over the world, bombs are dropping. I'll talk about a few of these. Sweden dropped some bombs on them. The Canadians have dropped bombs. I'll get to that in just a second. Welcome, everybody, Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. We expose leftism every day, 5 days a week, 2 hours a day. Those that pick up the show on the weekends, I don't know what they pick, but they pick segments out of the show, and you get to hear it. And I welcome you. KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I heard from a friend the other day. We went to college together. I was in the same class as his brother. His name is Dale. And he contacted me. He says, "Hey, Kevin, I listened to the show. My brother kept urging me to do it. Love it, love it, love it." And the reason why it means a lot to me is because this guy is brilliant. I won't say give you a lot of information, but I will tell you this. He was a submarine commander. And his brother was a submarine XO. These guys are, as they say in Boston, wicked smart. And they're good friends of mine. We hadn't seen each other in a while, but lost touch when the younger brother who I was in class with, and we had some good days at SMU, but he went out, got married, went out on his ship, built his Navy career. And a few years back, he contacted me, and we'd gotten back in touch. So, hey, guys, glad you're listening. I absolutely have nothing but admiration for you, and we will get in touch soon. Anyway, we're talking about leftism, talking about exposing these leftists for what they are, lying scumbags, scurrilous to their rotten core. And they act as if they care about us. They act as if everything that they do is humanitarian. Let me let you hear Justin Trudeau's speech on why he wants these Canadians all vaccinated. And just listen to this speech as this guy talks about freedom, as he erodes the very freedom that he talks about.
It's important to underline that close to 90% of truckers in this country are vaccinated, like close to 90% of Canadians. Over the past many months and years now, Canadians have stepped up to protect each other, to protect our frontline workers, to protect our elders, to protect our young people, to protect people like truckers who are putting food on our grocery store shelves. Canadians have stepped up to do the right thing to protect the freedoms and the rights of Canadians to get back to the things we love to do. We know the way through this pandemic is by getting everyone vaccinated. And the overwhelming majority, close to 90% of Canadians, have done exactly that. The small fringe minority of people who are on their way to Ottawa or who are holding unacceptable views that they are expressing do not represent the views of Canadians who have been there for each other, who know that following the science and stepping up to protect each other is the best way to continue to ensure our freedoms, our rights, our values as a country.
That's right, Americanskis. If you do the right thing to protect your freedoms, then you can get back to doing what you want to do, maybe, until the next version of the virus comes out or whatever. Welcome back. Trudeau calls the 10% of the truckers, which I don't believe the 90% numbers or whatever. We'll get more into the notion that, oh, they've gotten vaccinated, which we all know doesn't mean a thing. But he says this fringe minority, they're the ones, and they've got, I love the way he put this, he says, they have unacceptable views. These views are unacceptable. But so what he's saying is, if the majority of people believe that, let's say, slavery is okay, well then, there you go. It's good for everybody. The rest of it is unacceptable views. Hey, let me give you a good example. The founding of America. If the majority of people say, you know what, the king, he should have dominion over us, and a fringe group of us say, that's unacceptable. We don't want to have that. Those are unacceptable views, and we should just say, okay, well, you know, we've got unacceptable views. And then I love what he talks about. Well, let's follow the science. So by capitulating to vax Nazis, folks, here's the net of it. You can protect your freedoms by surrendering your freedoms. That's the net. If you surrender your freedoms, you protect your freedoms. And I use my finger quotes because if you believe that, you're an idiot. Truck drivers in Canada are protesting vax mandates on their industry, and they set a massive convoy. They put a massive convoy on the way to Ottawa. Approximately, I don't know, they say 70 kilometers. So you're talking about, what, 30 miles, 35 miles or so? 40 miles? It set a record. Left from Vancouver to Ottawa to protest the government's vaccine mandates for cross-border truckers. 15% of the truckers, they say, in the country are not fully vaccinated, or about 16,000 of them. And I didn't know this. I was at a funeral, so I, you know, wasn't really tuned into to what was going on in the world. But I got to tell you, I applaud these guys. I applaud every. Let me tell you why. It again, spotlights. You're not going to dictate what we do. And what's funny about it is Trudeau, who's been vaccinated, says he was exposed. He took a test. Exposed to Wu flu through his wife. He took a test, and the test came back negative, but he says he's still going to quarantine. Now, based on the rules of everybody, the CDC and the WHO, he has no reason to quarantine. You want to know why Trudeau is quarantining? Because he doesn't want to have to face those truckers. They're saying now he's going into hiding. I saw a story that says he's going into hiding. Trudeau is part of this, quote, new world order that sounds like a conspiracy, but as we're all learning, is legit. It's out there, folks, and there are very, very smart people who are finally recognizing this and saying, you know what, I'm no longer going to just be quiet about it. We got a ton to talk about today, folks. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I wasn't going to talk about my cousin's funeral, but there are some things that came up that I think are somewhat relevant. One is, I'm really glad I went, because it was a big hassle to get there and everything, and I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to make it in time and all that, but I did. And I sent a text to my first cousin, who's like a, we grew up like brothers and sisters, so we were together all the time. And she sees me, and they woke her up because she was kind of despondent. But when I showed up, her mom insisted that they go wake her up because it was a big deal. She says, "Kevin, I'm so happy to see you. I'm so glad you came." So I go there, and they wake up Monica, and she's just overwhelmed. And I cannot express for you the amount of love that we feel for one another. I just can't. It was amazing. So she's putting her head on my shoulder, and she just has this soft little touch. And I just remember as a little, you know, because she's 5 years younger than I am, and I just remember hugging her as a little girl and feeling so like a protector for her. So long story short, I try to make her laugh because she and her sister Jeannie tricked me and my brother into thinking that two their cousins were JCPenney's models. And we had this thick JCPenney's catalog because we were country boys. And as we were thumbing through it, they pointed at two girls and go, oh, there's Dee Dee. There's a BB and there's Don Don who were their cousins that were closer to our age. And we were like, those are y'all's cousins? And we had to meet them. So they gave us fake phone numbers and everything. And we're like, doo-doo-doo, why are they not answering? You sure you got the number right? So they were cracking up laughing at these memories that we shared. And so they had friends that came into the room. In fact, Monica's best friends came in, and they were like, what are y'all laughing about? Because she hadn't laughed in a week. And see, we were telling them the story, and we're all laughing and just having a good time. And I was telling them how we grew up, and they'd come to the summer, to the ranch every summer and spend a couple of weeks, and we would show them country life. And they said they wouldn't trade it for the world. And it was such a warm feeling. So there's that aspect. Welcome, everybody, by the way. I'm Kevin Jackson. This is the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm sure many of you have had experiences like this. It's a traumatic event to lose a 26-year-old young man who was killed in a road rage incident. So here's the other part. Let me back up. I'm at the airport. I went to get my car from Dollar. They have no more cars, but they say we've got a luxury SUV. Do you want to upgrade to that? I said, no. You need to upgrade me to that if that's the only thing you have left. This is what I paid for. I paid for a vehicle. I don't care what it is. Well, they can't. He guy goes, I'm not going to rent to you because I said I'm going to call the attorney general because you're trying to upsell me. So I end up going to another car place, and I'm mad because I spent 30 minutes waiting in line to get a car that wasn't available. So I go over, and I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated because I'm going to the funeral of a 26-year-old boy, young man that I love with all my heart. So anyway, the guy goes, you know, he's asking me what kind of car. I said, man, I don't care what kind of car. I'm here for a funeral. And he goes, oh, really? And he goes, that guy, he goes, that kid that was killed. And I went, yeah. He goes, oh, he knew. He knew this. It was all over the news. I had no idea. So now fast forward, I'm talking to Monica and Jeannie and their friends. And then my cousin Jeannie says, you know, this is a real tragedy. But in a way, you have to look for the blessings. And she says there's been such an outreach of people, charities that said they want to set up, donate to my cousins that died. His name is Nicholas. They want to donate to Nicholas's a fund for his death because it was such citywide news that all these people are reaching out. And consoling my cousin, you know, for losing a child. So, yeah, look, I don't want to be morbid about this, and life and death goes on, and we never know when it's going to happen. But there was some good that came out of it. And the final story I'll tell you is Nicholas's aunt. She said she was just saying, you got to understand, look, my cousins, the mother's side of her family are a very accomplished group of people. I mean, number one, they were stunningly beautiful women, very handsome men. I hate to say it, but they are really the showpieces of our family in many ways. They're just and very accomplished doctors and lawyers and judges and such. And one of Nicholas's aunts stood up and she said, I was just saying a week before Nicholas's tragic death that we've lost people in the family, you know, people dying of natural causes, you know, our older people dying. We go to the funerals. But she said, I was just saying, we are so fortunate as a family that we've never had a tragedy. And then Nicholas gets killed in that manner. And she said, she felt guilty. She felt like she brought it on, and she's sharing this with the church. But, you know, and then we were talking about all the things that kind of came from it, because it was a celebration of life. They had his funeral actually later because they're going to move his body. But and the final story that I should tell you is while we were at the repast and we're all eating together, and I was talking to some of the other side of the family. I don't know them. They're not my family. And we were talking about politics. I didn't bring it up. And one of the ladies said, I don't, she's a grandmother, great grandmother. She says, I don't understand these kids today. I don't understand that they're, you know, they, you give them everything and it's never enough. And she, and I'm telling you folks, in that room with a sea of black folks, you could sense all these old school black folks going, what did we do wrong? This lady said to me, she's raising her grandbabies. And she says to me, I'm doing everything I know how to do, and we're getting it wrong. You can't please them. And her husband, both up in age, where they were just looking at each other like, you know, and I said, well, here's good news, bad news. It's not just you. It's across the nation. And I guess where I'm going at with all of this is people are recognizing how they've given too much and how it didn't pan out. Now, I'm going to say one final note about Nicholas. He was not one of those kids. This kid had more people at a funeral than most people will get at 10 of them. His football team was there. The boys were talking about how they met him. They called him Nick the Brick. One kid said, he legitimately took my spot. It was nothing but a celebration. Everybody there said this was one of the most mannerable, kind-natured children you couldn't imagine. And one of the final things that they said every day before Nicholas left the house, because he stayed with his mom, he said she prayed for him. And he would wait. She would say, when he would get ready to leave, whether she was on the phone, Monica was on the phone with you, she'd say, come here, baby, and she would pray for him before he left. Anyway, rest in peace, buddy. We love you. And there are a lot of lessons that came out of it, and I'm sure more to come.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden and members of his administration are meeting with Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson and New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy at the White House on Monday. The president addresses rising crime in the United States, claiming funding from the American Rescue Plan were set aside to deal with it.
I made it clear we should use these funds to combat violent crime as well, including hiring additional police officers and investing in community violence interventions and improving the work in communities.
Critics are calling on Biden to take a tougher stance on crime by forcing local district attorneys to enforce the law and keep violent offenders off the streets. Michael Williams, a man accused of selling the gun that was used in the terror attack on a Texas synagogue, is due in court today on federal firearms charges. USA Radio News. The UN Security Council continues to focus on the growing threat of Russian invasion of Ukraine. This as there are approximately 130,000 Russian troops along the border with Ukraine, along with military equipment. Oil prices remain high, pushing gasoline prices up for a fifth week in a row. As far as what a Russian invasion of Ukraine and then a United States intervention in Ukraine would do to oil prices, Brian Deese is a director of the National Economic Council under President Joe Biden. He tells CNN.
Well, if you look at global oil markets, the issue right now is that we have constrained supply into a global market that is increasing in demand. And that is an issue that we've been working on with our partners and our allies.
King Soopers is ready to reopen a store in Boulder, Colorado, where 10 people died in a mass shooting last year. The store will begin serving customers again on February 9th. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you want to tell people that you voted for Joe Biden? That's the dilemma that about 40 million people wake up to every day and have for over a year. That's what 5 million dead people would wake up to if they'd actually voted. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the purveyor of real truth, truth opinion, not truth news, truth opinion. I don't know what's true in the news anymore, and neither do you. You read a story, you don't know what's true. Nobody. Rarely are you reading facts. Or you're reading facts laced with lots of opinions and slanted one direction or the other. So I don't deal with news. I deal with truth opinion. And what I tell you is my opinion about the things that are going on. And what's sad about that is people want to censor your opinion. The purveyors of fake news want to tell you how to interpret it. If they give you fake news, yea, verily, you better pretend that that's what it is, even if you don't believe it. Even if it goes against all your common sense, your logic and reasoning, you better accept it, or else you're on the outs. Well, I don't accept it, and I don't care if it means my show goes nowhere. I'm not going to change, because people will tell me, well, Kevin, if you'll stop talking about Woofle or whatever, you can get back on YouTube. And then, well, fine. How long would it last? A day? We rebuilt our YouTube channel. It was up for probably 2 months before they stopped monetizing us. Why? Because I still give my truthful opinion about the news. So anyway, I want to play a clip from Fox News. I think it was the Five or something. But they're saying people don't want to be around Joe Biden. People don't want him around. I told you guys, Beto, the fake Mexican O'Rourke in Texas, he does not want Joe Biden to come in and run with him. Who doesn't want a sitting president to run with him? Barack Obama was the belle of the ball. Remember when everybody wanted Barack Obama in their races, and then suddenly, in the midterms, they were, oh, you know, I tell you what, Barack, maybe not. Stacey Abrams in Georgia conveniently had a conflict in her schedule when the fake president of the United States was supposed to be there, Joe Biden. She conveniently had a scheduling problem. How many people do you think, if Donald Trump came to town, the de facto president, how many of the politicians do you think would go, you know, I don't know if I can be, they would absolutely run over their grandmothers to be at that event. Are you kidding? Anyway, here's the Democrats talking, the people, I think it was on the Five, talking about the Democrats ghosting Joe Biden. That's a term the kids use when they don't want, nobody wants to pick up the phone anymore when you call. They call it ghosting. Here it is.
All right, I'll start with you, Jillian.
Thanks a lot.
What does he think he gets something out of whispering? But aside from that, you know, they don't want to be with him. The Democrats, he went to Pennsylvania, the lieutenant governor running for higher office, the attorney general running for higher office, neither of them wanted to be with the president. Why is that?
Well, I will say, well, they said that they had scheduling issues, but the reality is that if the president had a 60% approval rating, the lieutenant governor and the attorney general would have been there with bells on, and we all know it. A lot of news outlets are reporting what's going on here as, you know, these down-ballot Democrats are trying to create their own brands and separate themselves from the president on the issues. But that's not really what's happening. The down-ballot candidates here are entirely ghosting the president. This is happening at fundraisers. This is happening at his big signature events. It's happening on social media. It's a real nationwide trend now. It's something the Biden administration is going to have to address. They declined today during the gaggle.
Right.
Karine Jean-Pierre didn't want to talk about it, but they're going to have to talk about it soon.
Now, later in that, they corrected and said one of those people in Pennsylvania was okay with seeing Biden. I don't know the details around it. But as a rule, Democrats don't want to be with Biden. There's most of them are going, oh, we have a scheduling conflict. And I love how she put, by the way, the girl who was speaking, she is a leftist. She's a leftist. I know this because I was in the green room with her while she was talking about other issues, and she's a leftist. Her name is Jillian. She's a pretty girl, and she's left of center. I don't want to say she's hardcore left, but she's left of center. So she's perfect for Fox. So what I want you to understand is this is not some hardcore conservative chick. This isn't Dana Lash. This is a leftist, left of center woman going, hey, Democrats are DKing Joe Biden. That means don't know him. So, here's another, and she says at fundraisers, at signature events, and on social media. By the way, when I was at the airport, coming back, the number of Let's Go Brandon shirts I saw was pretty amazing. Lots of, and I tried my best to go up to every one of them and say, hey, way to go, and give them a fist pump, you know, a fist bump. But here's another article. It sort of speaks to the same thing that we were just talking about. Progressives are pushing back at the idea that they are to blame for all of Biden's dismal poll numbers, arguing the White House's problems have more to do with it moving away from the progressive agenda. I can't help but laugh at that. They argue that the anemic polls largely reflect an unimpressed base, disillusioned that Biden has been unwilling to deliver on issues such as voting rights, health care, gun control, and climate change. Okay, whatever. So the Democrats believe if Joe Biden has been one of the worst. Look, from a progressive standpoint, this guy's implemented lockdowns, vax mandates. He's given people ability not to go to work. Oh, remember I told you guys a story about this black couple that I was sitting with at my cousin's funeral? So she told me this. She says, Kevin, my grandbaby, who she's raising, she says she had a good paying job. And she quit. I forget what it was, but she told me, she goes, she was making a lot of money. And she goes, when they put this welfare, this thing for Wu Flu, she said this girl quit her job and went home. And here's what she told me. I wanted her to come to the funeral. She said, Grandma, I can't go to the funeral unless I get money to do my hair, give me some false eyelashes, get my nails done. And she went through this litany of stuff. She said, I'm not going to be seen unless I'm looking like the amazing. And her grandmother's going, who do you think is going to pay for this? So she quit. True story. You guys, look, I try to bring this stuff to you from my own family. Now, this wasn't family. It was my married side of my family, of my cousin's family.
So it wasn't my actual relatives. But this lady sat across from me, older black lady who probably voted Democrat her whole life, and she went off on the Democratic Party, and she went off on black folks. We need to stop. We don't listen. And this woman's probably, I'm not exaggerating, not one bit. She's probably 70. And she went on to just say, well, I don't know what's happened to these kids. But she said her granddaughter, who she's raising, not unusual in the black community, wouldn't come to her cousin's funeral because she couldn't get her hair, her nails done, fake eyelashes, and she named four things. I can't remember the fourth. But she said, and her grandmother goes, who do you, she goes, I'm not paying for that. You, that, where's your money? And that girl, and the thing that got me was she said, Kevin, this girl is big. I forget what it was, but it was like $20 an hour. And she goes, she quit a good paying job because she could stay home with this new welfare scheme and make more, you know, make as much and not have to work. And she goes, and now she likes it. And I said to her, she's going to like it a lot. And who is she going to get to do that? Is she going to find a guy that, I mean, I hope she looks like a supermodel. Because, so anyway, that was an actual story. Let me get back to this because we were talking about progressives pushing back. He said Biden's popularity was high when he ran on a progressive agenda, and it dropped when he let corporate Democrats take the reins, said Varshini Prakash, executive director of the Sunshine Movement. It shouldn't be a surprise that voters are becoming impatient. No, what shouldn't be a surprise to anybody is that Joe Biden was never popular. His views were never popular. And the moderates in the Democratic Party and the moderates themselves shifted to the Republicans after they watched the level of Nazism and socialism that these guys provided. They were like, enough is enough. Pew Research said Biden had 41% approval, down from 59%. Don't even believe for a second Biden never had 59% approval in anything, in even being a human being. They said among black adults, a key constituency for Biden, just 60% approve of his job performance, down from 67% in September. I can practically guarantee you that number is much less. They said the bad poll numbers come after voting rights legislation failed. Well, maybe so. Folks, hang on. I promise you, this is going to be a heck of a year for us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joe Biden in peril.
That's what we should say every time Joe Biden's name is mentioned on the program, because that's what the Democrats think about him. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I cannot tell you guys how much I appreciate getting the notes, the phone calls, however you communicate with us to let us know you're listening to the show. We were looking at the numbers because the numbers fell off in January, and I told the team, I went, man, the numbers dropped. And Melissa did some research, and she found out that every January the numbers go down, but they're like 3 times higher than our previous January numbers. So that bodes well, because what happens is generally the show picks up around June, sometime, you know, April, May, June, and the numbers just grow, you know, crazy. So what I'm hoping is we can impact the numbers and start getting into the February, because it's Black History Month now coming up. So we should get a bump, right? 2022 is going to be one heck of a year for conservatism. It's going to be one heck of a year for this team. And you guys are the reason for it. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Continuing on the theme, what we were talking about just a few minutes ago on, in the third segment of the program, Joe Biden in big trouble. Yeah, we're learning that the Democrats are distancing themselves from him. They're saying, you know what? We may not want to ride this horse any longer because it's a nag. Here's what another story says. It says, what happens when media outlets send reporters out to talk to voters outside their Beltway Big Apple bubbles? Both CNN and the White House found out. The latter, the hard way. In advance of Joe Biden's bid to woo Pennsylvania voters back into the fold, Allentown residents sounded as though they're still waiting for Biden to make their lives better. And they talked about exhaustion from the pandemic. Are you hearing this? Are you hearing this where you live? I can't even turn on the radio, the TV, get on my computer. And you know what people say? We're tired. We're exhausted. It is time for us to go back to normal. I was listening to something. Maybe it was at the airport. You know what's funny? I did not see CNN on at the airport at all. But anyway, maybe somebody, I forget, maybe it was a radio show or something, but they talked about people saying, I'm done. I've had multiple family members get Wu flu. They aren't dying. They're saying it's a regular flu. It's a little, some of them say it's a little worse than a flu. A lot of them said it's not even as bad as the flu. People are waking up. And the Democrats can't stand it. They need people to believe this nonsense. And I talked earlier about these Canadian truckers and Justin Trudeau trying to force people, using the idea that we are protecting one another, blah, blah, blah. You're not protecting. People are on to them. They're on to them. There was one mass Nazi who's my aunt, who showed up to my cousin's funeral, and she was, every time she saw me, she's like, where's your mask? Where's your mask? And finally I was like, look, Aunt Margaret, you got your mask on. Stop talking to me about this. I'm not wearing a mask. The majority of us were not wearing a mask. You got yours on. Maybe you're vaccinated. Feel good. But leave me alone. And she's trying to be nice about it. And, of course, I'm not trying to be nice about it, too, because her daughter, who I grew up with, Missy, we call her Missy, she kept saying, Kevin, Mama wants you to put the mask. I'm like, I don't care what your mama wants. She's married. She's my aunt by marriage, first of all. And by the way, my uncle, who was her husband, who passed away, I wouldn't have put it on if he said it. So I'm certainly not going to put it on with her. So, you know, the folks that want to feel protected, fine. But my brother, he leans over to me. He's like, because you couldn't even get into the church. Well,
you must wear a mask.
And I didn't have one at first, but I put one on out of respect because I'm going to go to the funeral. But my brother and I looked at each other. He said, man, like, these masks are going to help. And I was like, yeah, see, that's why I swear my brothers are so cool, because we all, it's like we have this Vulcan mind meld. We just think the same. I would tell you guys a funny story. Not now, but maybe we'll get together over a beer. And I'll tell you guys a funny story about the preacher who preached my cousin's funeral. This dude was a stereotypical black preacher, if there ever was one, but I'm not going to take it for now because we got too much to talk about, but it was hysterical. Anyway, they go on to say this. They're exhausted from the pandemic measures and inflation, even though Jeff Zeleny and Ali Malloy appear to have exclusively spoken with Biden supporters. Here's what they said. Inflation is frustrating. Filling your tank is expensive. Everything is expensive, said one person who was asked, reflecting on the changes facing the country. But they go on, but it's not just his fault. Here in Pennsylvania, where Biden is visiting Friday on the first stop of his blitz to spend more time away from the White House. Conversations with voters suggested an overall sense of exhaustion as the scamdemic approaches its third year and still casts a shadow over much of American life. The fact of the matter is, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, said Democratic Rep. Susan Weil, talking bluntly about inflation. People have seen increases in their wages, but we know that those increases of wages have not kept up with the higher price of goods. So our job is to do everything within our power to bring down costs. So see, this is what I was telling you about shrinkflation. They want the manufacturers to start making smaller versions of product, and they think they're going to sell Americans on it. Now, they got away with it for a little bit, but I went to the store, and I told you guys, I picked up a Culver's hamburger and went, whoa, this looks like a slider. Then I started paying attention, and I was looking at a variety of products, and I was noticing, wait, this bag was smaller than when I did it before. So then I started looking at, you know, our consumer, you know, our manufacturers doing, like, I Googled, you know, it's like, and they, yeah. And I saw, oh, it used to be 16 ounces, it's 14.2. It used to be, you know, 12 ounces, now it's 9.6. Etc. Size of a Snickers bar used to be this big, now it's this big. Then you start seeing everybody else was noticing. It wasn't just me. See, that's the beauty when you go out and you do a little more research on this thing that you know, this that you have this thing called a brain, and you start using it, and when you go out and you do the research and you say, I'm not the only one that's noticed this, that my ketchup bottle was smaller, that my, you know, pound of pistachios is now 14.2 ounces, but the same price. And so on and so forth. I don't know if you've been to, you know, a Starbucks or whatever where you used to pay $5 for coffee. It's now $6. But everything's shrinking. And they call, I did not know it had a term. Shrinkflation is what they called it. But it's part of Bidenflation. But here's the bad news, and I told you this when we talked about this subject. They aren't going to go back. They're not going to go back. That's the new size. That's the new price. It's once a manufacturer feels like we can get, that's why I don't even buy when they go, oh, buy the multi-pack of something. No, you're not suckering me, because the more stuff you got to put around it, the less is in it. The other thing they're doing that's sneaky, they pack stuff with air. Much more air. The bag may look the same, but the weight is different. I studied up on it. I did it. Google it for yourselves. Research it for yourselves. They go on to say this. That sentiment echoes throughout conversations with Biden voters, many of whom express more of a mild disappointment with Biden than an angry dissatisfaction with him. Well, maybe true. I can't speak to that because I'm not a Biden voter, you know, because I ain't black. But I will tell you this, frustration can grow into anger. They go on to say about the CNN article, there's not a single quote in the CNN article from Republicans or Biden critics. Not one. Zulani and Malloy did their best to limit the damage to Biden in this. And even so, the White House felt the need to rewrite the article for CNN. Their senior associated communications director provided an alternative copy. And here's what he put on Twitter. As at POTUS visits Pennsylvania today, a sense of hope awaits. Over the strongest economic growth in 40 years, the 6 million jobs created, and key promises kept like bringing people together and delivering bipartisan infrastructure investments. That's what they put in order to counter the narrative of this CNN article. Now that's some spin. Look, folks, they can think what they want. They can sugarcoat it. They can tell themselves all they want to hear. But when we get to the polls, forget about cheating. Go en masse, get to the polls, and make it so overwhelming they can't get away with it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.